Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Natalie with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, more than 15 million trips have been taken on public transport across southeast Queensland in the first month of the state's 50-cent fare trial, bringing use of the system above pre-pandemic levels. In a statement, the government said the number of trips was 14.5% higher than during the same period last year and 2.4% higher than the same month before COVID-19. Ferries have seen the largest jump in patronage with a 40% rise in use compared to last year, while buses and trains have seen a 12% and 16% increase respectively.
Just days after the grand opening of the Star Casino, the precinct is now struggling to stay afloat. The $3.6 billion precinct is seeking $300 million from the Queensland government in short-term funding to keep employing its 3,000 workers and supply 1,400 new jobs. In an interview, the Premier stated that the casino is a big job generator and a major attraction to our city and state, especially for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. He further commented, saying that he wants to keep them open and the worst-case scenario was that he has to close their doors.
In national news, a recent survey conducted by the Push Youth Music Organisation revealed that one in three young Australians say that the known too well cost of living pressures are now a major barrier to attending live music events. The survey accumulated responses from over 1,000 Australians aged between 16 and 25. They claim that all the added expenses that are inevitable when experiencing a music event, such as transport and food and drinks, have now become too high to justify.
Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, announced his retirement from Parliament yesterday. The former Labor leader has been in politics for 17 years and has been a part of the Australian Labor movement for even longer. Mr. Shorten will officially leave in office in February next year to take on the new role as Vice Chancellor of the University of Canberra.
In international news, the Chinese government have announced plans for a new nuclear reactor to be built on the edge of the Gobi Desert. This reactor will be the first designed to function using molten salt as the primary coolant and thorium for fuel as opposed to uranium. Australian Nuclear Association President Mark Ho says this type of facility is much safer than its predecessors in terms of likelihood for a nuclear accident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high brand.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.